Thursday, February 25, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. The National Energy Regulator of South Africa has approved a nominal Eskom power tariff increase of 24.8% as from April 1, 2010. Subsequent increases of 25.8% and 25.9% for 2011-12 and 2012-13 respectively have also been approved. In November last year, South Africa's state-owned power utility Eskom applied for increases of 35% a year over the three-year, second multi-year price determination time frame, having initially requested yearly increases of 45%, which it said were necessary to help it cover rising operational and capital costs. The approval follows an extensive process of consultation and deliberation, during which NERSA received 427 comments on the proposed tariff hikes and listened to 85 oral presentations across all 9 provinces. NERSA Chairperson Cecilia Kuzwayo.
We approved an allowed revenue of 85 billion rand for 2010-2011, 109 billion rand for 2011-12, and 141 billion rand for 2012-13. This will result in percentage price increase of 24.8 on the average standard tariff from April 1, 2010, followed by another average increase of 25.8 from April 1, 2011, and a further price increase of 25.9 from April 1, 2012.
Former SA Express head Cesar Mzimela will become the new CEO of South African Airways. SAA chairperson Cheryl Carolus said in a statement that Mzimela was selected after an extensive and thorough process to find a suitable candidate. Mzimela is the first woman to be at the helm of SAA. She has worked for the airline's domestic partner, SA Express, since 2003 and takes over from acting CEO Chris Smith. Also making headlines, Africa's Great Lakes region could produce up to 4,000 megawatts of clean energy. Plans to boost the Democratic Republic of Congo's power exports by refurbishing the neglected Inga hydro dams will be delayed for 3 years. South Africa is not affected by Hyundai's Sonata recall. And NERSA sets guidelines to prevent municipalities from milking the Eskom price hike. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.